USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news. As a second woman is now accusing veteran Democratic Congressman John Conyers of Michigan of sexual misconduct. This time it's his longtime scheduler who claims in a federal court complaint Conyers committed inappropriate comments and touches. Yesterday, reports surfaced that Conyers' Michigan office had paid another female aide over $27,000 as part of a confidentiality agreement to settle a similar complaint. Conyers is likely to undergo an ethics investigation. Search and rescue still going on south of Japan, where a U.S. Navy aircraft crashes into the Pacific.
The U.S. Navy confirming on Twitter that 8 people have been found alive. The C-2A Greyhound aircraft carrying 11 crew and passengers.
Correspondent Keir Simmons saying the search for the 3 others continues. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free 2-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your 2 free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news. As a second woman is now accusing veteran Democratic Congressman John Conyers of Michigan of sexual misconduct. This time it's his longtime scheduler who claims in a federal court complaint Conyers committed inappropriate comments and touches. Yesterday, reports surfaced that Conyers' Michigan office had paid another female aide over $27,000 as part of a confidentiality agreement to settle a similar complaint. Conyers is likely to undergo an ethics investigation. Search and rescue still going on south of Japan, where a U.S. Navy aircraft crashes into the Pacific.
The U.S. Navy confirming on Twitter that 8 people have been found alive. The C-2A Greyhound aircraft carrying 11 crew and passengers.
Correspondent Keir Simmons saying the search for the 3 others continues. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free 2-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your 2 free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
France, you know, yep. All those mountains, they got ski.
A serial killer. This time, though, there are witnesses. They saw a man running from the scene in Seminole Heights where a man was shot and killed yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor and a licensed professional counselor. And my topic today is surviving dysfunctional families during the holidays. Now, so far this month, I've talked about gratitude and how that applies to good mental health. And I've talked about families and how they contribute also to good mental health. But here we are, the day before Thanksgiving. People are on the road. Sorry, I'm running late because of the traffic. And we've seen massive amounts of cars in LA, if anybody's happened to see that on Facebook or in the news. The airports are brimming with people. We're all going home for Thanksgiving. We're not just going home to enjoy a turkey. It's about being with family. And I think with that comes along a lot of anxiety, especially if you have a dysfunctional family. What's going to happen? Who's going to act out? Who's going to be drunk? What's going to be the conflict? Who's going to feel abused or neglected? Where's the chaos? So for some people, going home and visiting family has a great deal of excitement. I can't wait to see everybody and catch up on the family news. For others, there is that anxiety, the anticipation of not knowing what to expect, or, based on past holidays, saying, oh, I hate this. Some people come into my office and will say, I hate holidays, which is a really sad thing, to hate holidays. But we hate holidays because of the dysfunction in our families. So, what is a dysfunctional family? Now, I'm going to say most people come from families with some forms of dysfunction. I don't think there necessarily is the perfect family. And I think dysfunction also comes in different levels. And here's some things to think about. So a dysfunctional family may be that your parents have not slept in the same bedroom for years. Or you remember that family vacations were rarely enjoyable and always filled with fighting. Sometimes families' worst fights happen during vacation. It may be that you regret some of the things that you've said in your family, hurtful things that you can't take back. Maybe it's when somebody says, oh, you're like your mom and dad, and you get really upset and hope it isn't true. And you've longed to be in a supportive, loving family because it's not what you experienced growing up. You may not even know what that's like. It may be that your family is divorced, going through a separation, that there is addiction, alcoholism, drug addiction. It may be that you rarely brought your friends to your house growing up because the fighting was going on, or the chaos in your house, or the hoarding that may have been going on in your house, or the general dysfunction of the arguments. It may be that your close friends feel more like your family than family. Your best friend feels more like your brother or your sister. And you feel envious of friends that had good families because you really don't know what that's like. It may be that you've become an introvert and you're shy because of the constant conflict around you. It may be that you don't live in the same city or town where you grew up. You needed to get away, hence all the travel in our country nowadays, of course. I'm going to say a lot of times people's jobs take them away from family, but I don't think that's the only reason. You yourself may be struggling with a drug addiction, alcoholism, video addiction, gaming addiction, yes, marijuana addiction. So these may be some things that you're bringing into the process. And it's a pattern. Chances are your parents grew up in dysfunctional families. They didn't know anything other than what they provided for you. And part of what happens is you end up playing roles. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, just like acting. You know, you take on a role. I'm going to be in a play. And I am going to take this particular part in the play, and I'm going to act. Oftentimes what happens is a dysfunctional family take on specific roles. So we have the chief enabler. This is the person that is always looking out after the most dysfunctional person in the family. Enabling, caretaking, rescuing, mainly allowing for the dysfunction to continue. Then we have the family hero. This tends to be the first child, and this is sort of broken down into a four-part, if there are four children in the family, but keep in mind that these roles can be intermingled. Of course, the less children in the family, the more the roles overlap. But we have the family hero, generally the firstborn, does well in school, is on the basketball team, honor roll, looks really great. Family's doing something really good because our eldest is really showing signs of doing so well. Then we've got the scapegoat. This tends to be the second one. And this one, dropping out of school, getting involved with drugs, early pregnancy, always in the principal's office. You know what? If this kid would only get their act together, our family would be okay. So the focus then goes on this child. This child's the scapegoat. Then we have the lost child. This child is really quiet. They don't want all the accolades of the hero. They don't want to come to the rescue of all of the chaos going on. They sure don't want all of the accusations heaped on them from all of the misdeeds that they're doing as the scapegoat, so they go into hiding. They stay in their room. They're creative, listen to music, write poetry, draw pictures, isolate, don't have a whole lot of friends. They don't cause any problems at all. And generally speaking, the parents or parent is like, if all our kids could just be like this, when nice and quiet, no problems. Excuse me. And then the last one would be the mascot. And this is the child that, when things get really tense, crack a joke. They're the class clown. They don't take things seriously. They generally stay rather immature. They're goofy and goof off. They're the ones that may grow up and become jugglers on the street corner or go into acting because they're really good at being comedians and lightening things up. But with all of that, you've got the poor communication because I can't really tell you how I feel. In a dysfunctional family, we have these rules that say, don't talk about what's going on. Don't talk to people outside of the home. Definitely, we're not going to air our dirty laundry. But we're not going to even talk to each other. I'm not going to tell you about my experience, and I don't want to know about your experience, even though they might be the same. That pink elephant in the living room, we're just not going to talk about it. The other thing is that we don't listen. I don't want to hear what you have to say. As a consequence, most people in dysfunctional families feel either misunderstood or they don't feel heard at all. And so it causes a lack of trust. And we definitely don't want to feel the pain of it all. So we don't talk, we don't trust, and we don't feel. Oftentimes, this does lead to things like drug and alcohol abuse. And a lot of times, that does happen within dysfunctional families, but not only. As I said, we can have not just alcoholism and drug addiction. We can have workaholism, and we can have physical abuse, and we can have sexual addiction, which is all over the news right now. We can have, you know, gaming. We can have exercise addiction, shopping addiction. The list goes on and on. And all of these are ways for us to distract ourselves. In a dysfunctional family, we may have perfectionism, very high expectations and standards. So the anxiety, oh my gosh, I'm bringing my boyfriend home for the first time for Thanksgiving. What if they don't like him? What if they don't think he's perfect? What if they criticize my outfit? What if they say something about my weight? What if they're asking me about my career and I didn't get, you know, I haven't gotten that promotion, and or I didn't get the grades that they expected or make the team, you know, at school? Or, I mean, the anxiety that gets produced goes on and on because families sometimes have these expectations of perfectionism. And it causes high levels of anxiety. And then, of course, there's the excessive criticism. Again, causing high, I don't know what I'm walking into. And it's very difficult. It may be a lifelong pattern that I've always been criticized by my parents. And now I'm going into this situation where we're supposed to be, you know, we think of family, it's supposed to be a good time. But I am all tense and anxious because I don't know what kind of criticisms are going to come down the pike. I'm going into it already with a crushed sense of self-esteem. If I even have self-esteem. Then, of course, there's the control. So, the control might pit one child against the other, making them vie for attention or affection. The control may cause a child to be dependent on a parent. You may end up with lack of privacy. Children aren't allowed to make their own decisions. Even adult children. And there's lack of empathy. There's no one showing unconditional love. Instead, it's judgmental. Rather than attempting to understand, a dysfunctional parent may rely on anger or control. The child then feels guilty and demeaned, and it doesn't matter. You can be 8 or 38. One of the things that happens within families that are dysfunctional is it doesn't matter how old people get, the roles remain the same. It's. I use this analogy of the swimming pool. Everyone in my dysfunctional family is in the swimming pool. And when I get by my family, I get in the pool like everyone else. I take on this, even if I've done work outside of the family and I feel better, I come back into the family and there's Uncle Joe. He's being critical. He's picking me apart. I revert back into my same old role because we're all playing a role, like a play. So we all have our parts to play. And it's very difficult for a member of the family to come into this situation, this dysfunctional situation, and say, I'm now going to act functional. Because it leaves a hole. It's like saying we're going to play Hamlet, but Hamlet doesn't show up. or we're going to do The Wizard of Oz, but there's no Dorothy. So what part of what happens is the family pulls you back into that role. And that's part of what happens in dysfunctional families. Kind of pulls you back in. It's called homeostasis. The family doesn't like change. Even though there's all the dysfunction going on and it's painful, and we cringe, we still end up back into the same old roles. So I'm going to take a commercial break and come back and talk a little bit more about not only dysfunctional families, but how to survive them. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And with Thanksgiving on the horizon, very close horizon, tomorrow, I thought talking about surviving family dysfunction during holiday would be useful. So many of us are either rushing around, trying to get to family at the airports, in our cars. The traffic today was just incredible. Standing in long lines at the grocery store, trying to figure out about how long we need to cook our turkey. Is our turkey thawed out? How many people are coming, setting the table, or not setting the table? Some families decide they're just going to get food, put it out, put the TV on, serve yourself as you want. Other families have a much more formal sit-down dinner, put their china out, best silverware, their cloth napkins, and the family sits together and they eat. Sometimes families go out to a restaurant and say, you know what, we're not cooking this year. We're going to go out and have dinner out somewhere at a really nice restaurant. And they've made their reservations to do so. Along with whatever you choose, however you end up choosing to celebrate your holiday with family. If you come from a dysfunctional family, chances are there's anxiety attached. Sibling rivalry, parental control, the same old questions, the same old criticisms, the who is getting drunk, who is showing up high, even I need to get drunk just to be there. Gorging ourselves on food rather than having conversations. The anxiety, the panic attacks, the emotional stress, the fear, the aggression. Wow. Thanksgiving. I know for me personally, there were times in my life where just going to family Thanksgiving dinners was just wrought with anxiety. I did not want to go. The stress that there was between siblings, the having to look a particular way, who was going to be more fashionable than the other person. Basically, I want to say the aggression within the family was just, it was really untenable. And I would say to myself, why am I doing this? Why am I going to these Thanksgivings when I'm not feeling like there's anything to be thankful for? And so for me, it was a process of figuring out what I needed to do to survive the dysfunction in my family. To shift from going into this holiday of thankfulness, which is supposed to be thankfulness, to go in with all this anxiety and this stress and not feeling thankful, shifting it. Now, it took me several years to do so. So, here's some information, and not just things that I've needed to do for myself, but I think in general that can help. So, we can just stick with the status quo and don't do anything different and show up and be anxious and feel uncomfortable and eat so much that we want to throw up and drink so much that we've got a hangover because we can't handle it any other way. We can do that. We can try and change everyone else. Well, that generally doesn't work. So, when I say things like, Uncle Joe, why don't you not drink so much this year? Or, Mom and Aunt Sue, maybe this year, don't argue. Or, Dad, You know what, this year, how about you stop criticizing everyone? Now, I'm trying to control the situation and change other people. And frankly, that really never works. Or maybe this year I show up with games. We're going to play games. I'm going to hand everybody pieces of paper. We're going to answer questions and we're going to play games. This way, we don't have to talk about anything. We're just going to play these games. Again, that's keeping the pink elephant in the living room. And Thanksgiving may not be the time to talk about Uncle Joe's alcohol. I don't have an Uncle Joe who is an alcoholic. Uncle Joe's alcoholism or cousin Fred's addiction to heroin or the other three cousins sitting there smoking pot. We're just not going to talk about that. Or maybe even the changes and the differences in political viewpoints within a family. We're going to make rules. We're just not going to do this. I'm going to make a rule of things that are going to happen. And it's really about changing other people. But the reality is the only person that you really can change is yourself. So that when you are going to your dysfunctional family Thanksgiving dinner, you need to do some really important things to take care of yourself. The first thing is plan ahead. Plan ahead. It may be that, let's say my husband and I are having difficulties. I don't know if we want to go in the same car. Or we're picking up Aunt Sally and I don't know. That may not work for me. I may need to make other arrangements. I need to notice if I have unrealistic expectations of this time things were going to be different. Why would I think that this year Uncle Joe's not going to drink or Grandma's not going to comment about my weight? Or Dad's going to tell me what I should do with my career? Or Aunt Betsy's telling me about how many children I should have? If I think that people are going to change, I am wrong. But what I need to know is I need to know my own triggers. So what does that mean? I need to know how I feel and what my reactions are to people within my family. Because the thing is these triggers may increase my anger, my resentment, my frustration. Maybe I can't have children. And my cousin Beth has five. And my grandmother is saying, what's going on that you can't have children? Or the resentment that I may have that Mom never holds my brother accountable for his drinking. What is my trigger? Maybe I'm the one that's expected to clean up all the time. I'm the one that's supposed to pick up all the dishes and wash them while everyone else is sitting around and having a good time. I'm the maid. I need to know What are those things that trigger my own anger and resentment within the family dysfunction? How do I participate? And oftentimes that participation is about my trying to change someone. Or do I enable? Am I the one bringing the pot? Am I the one that's causing issues? Am I being critical, overbearing, and controlling? I need to notice my part. I cannot change my family, but I can change me. Now, so often I have clients who talk about the dysfunction in their families, the level of anxiety, the anger, the fear, all of going and spending time with family members in another state, having to, you know, we're going to sleep on the pull-out couch, and, you know, we've got all my siblings are showing up with their kids, and we're all sleeping in the house, and there's one bathroom, and, you know, there's no way that I could, you know, we've got one, it's just awful. Get a hotel. If you can afford a hotel, get a hotel. And you know what? For my sanity, I might not be able to afford a top-notch 5-star hotel, but a Hotel 6 or Motel 8 for $50 a night, for my sanity, I can come up with that. I think it's really good to know what your limits are, so that when you're beginning to feel anger and frustration, you also need to know what to do with that. It may be that you need to take a walk. It may be that you need to excuse yourself and go into another room. Go into the bathroom and do some deep breathing. Remind yourself to stay in the here and now. Stretch your arms and your head back to release some tension. Close your eyes. Take a nap. Call a friend. Schedule your time. What does that mean? It's okay to show up late, and it's okay to leave early. It's okay to show up late, and it's okay to leave early. So often, what happens in these family gatherings with dysfunctional families is that even though you may have been in counseling and you're working on healing, an old wound might be reopened. And all of a sudden, we're reverting back to childhood coping patterns. It's important to remember that you are no longer a child or an adolescent, but a capable, rational adult. So that we say, I'm not going to engage in this argument. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to go watch some football. I'm going to go have a cup of coffee. I'm going to take a walk around the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, I think I'm feeling a headache coming on. I think I'm going back to the hotel. Or we're leaving early. one of the things that I learned to do is I would go completely skip the hors d'oeuvre section of the meal. I'd show up for the meal, and I would have plans to have dessert with friends. So I wouldn't stay for the whole, I wouldn't show up at the beginning, and I wouldn't stay to the very end. If you have addiction in your family, if you are a recovering alcoholic, if you are a recovering drug addict, and your family is actively drinking and drugging during the holiday, go to a meeting. Plan a meeting. Your disease of addiction doesn't take a holiday, and if you're in recovery, make sure that you take care of yourself. Call your sponsor. If your family is so dysfunctional, if the disease of addiction is so bad, you may decide not to go to your family's holiday altogether. You may go to what is called an alcathon. Now, an alcathon is basically a 24-hour AA meeting where people in AA bring food. So you're going to still go and get turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie and all the things that we think of for the holiday. And you're going to be around sober people. Now, you may feel sad about that. At the same time, it's about taking care of yourself. And that's a good thing. You can create your own tradition and say, you know what, I'm not going to show up at the big family gathering with all the tension, all the anxiety, all the anger, all the resentments, all the drinking, all the chaos, the questions, the expectations. I'm not going there. But I do think I'm going to invite some people. It might even be some people from my family that I'm close with, that we have a good time together. So I'm going to invite my cousin Marcia. But not my parents. I'm going to invite some of my friends. I'm going to create my own tradition. Remember, you are not obligated to show up to your family for Thanksgiving. You may decide to go work at a soup kitchen for the day and help with preparing meals for people who don't have family. Volunteering is an excellent way of celebrating the holiday. In my own transition from the big family Thanksgiving to what I do now, I had probably 4 or 5 years where I went to work. I worked in a halfway house, so we had people that were there. They didn't go home. Some were able to, but some did not. Some invited family members to the home, to the halfway house. And I would say to the staff, I'll take care of it. I'm here. I'll supervise. I'll do it. You all go. Go with your families, because I didn't want to be with mine. And I would leave my job around 8 o'clock, and I'd go over a friend's house for dessert. I did that for about 4 or 5 years. It helped me put that space in between showing up to my family and creating my own tradition. And so now I have my own tradition. I invite my brother and his family and friends and their families, so that the stress and the anxiety of being with the Gants and the cousins and the uncles and all of the angst that came with that whole group of people, I don't have anymore. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a licensed professional counselor and I am nationally certified as a counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington and I am open for new clients. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor, O-R, .net. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. You can leave a message about Counselor's Chat if you have any questions, concerns, comments, suggestions for upcoming shows, or if you would like to make an appointment, you can also call that number and make an appointment to seek out some counseling with me. And so today I am talking about surviving dysfunctional families during the celebration of Thanksgiving. And one of the things that I think is important is to reflect on your past experiences. Examine what worked for you and what didn't. Again, sleeping arrangements don't work? Get a hotel. Remember, you can also and always go for a walk, take a nap, go into the bathroom, go to an AA meeting or an Al-Anon meeting if that's what you need to do. Just go into your car and put some music on. Don't forget to breathe. and stretch. It's not the time to resolve previous differences. So the best thing is to either, if you feel you really need to do that, call beforehand, write a letter, whatever kind of apology you may need to do, do that before Thanksgiving, if that's something that you need to do. Exercise. So again, do a little exercising before you go. Do some meditation before you go. It's a great way to calm yourself down. Organize the event yourself. Create a cookbook that you can hand out to family members. Bring some pictures that you can talk about. Make some choices in terms of what conversations you're willing to participate in and which conversations you are not. So you may have two people arguing over politics or religion. You can choose to not participate, even if they say, well, what is your opinion on Donald Trump as president? You know what? I think I'm going to stay out of this one. We always have choices. We can always leave early and set your own ground rules. I think one of the most important things is be yourself. Relax and take care of yourself. Don't overindulge. Try not to overeat. And keep a positive mindset. Think about those things that you are grateful for. So be safe. Have a safe time on the highways. Keep in mind that you are in control of your own level of participation. And have a great Thanksgiving. I think it's a fantastic tradition that we have in this country. And I think it can open up ways towards healing, starting with self. This is Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. I will be back next week. I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new woman accuser of Charlie Rose says the veteran journalist made her watch an explicit scene from a film when she was an intern for his show back in 2002. Sarah Gordon saying on NBC's Today Show,
I knocked and he had said, come in. I proceeded to go into the living room and he said, I want to show